possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, man, we're 3 hours away from the tennis match. I got Rock in my head. I got Jimmy Connors in my mind. Look, I got to be ready to lay it all out there today, but hopefully, you know, not die.
So, yeah, not dying would be a good thing, Joe.
Rhea, has the radio station taken proper heed of the potential peril of this situation?
I have concerns.
You too, actually.
I really do. I mean, the Eagles moved up their practice.
And the Eagles are going to have a short one today. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but I would.
Yeah, but
and they're in
pads.
They've
got pads and helmets,
they're
and they're hitting each other.
Professional athletes.
Each other.
Big difference.
Then there's that.
Yeah.
You're a 47-year-old man who just started working out a month ago.
I have concerns.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, we'll have some fun with it, and hopefully I can bring it home today. We'll find out. Noon, FDR Park. Please be there if you can. The tennis courts at FDR Park. We may or may not be able to put it up on the YouTube channel. We are trying to figure that out. Hopefully we can. By the way, shout out to somebody. Don't know the man's name, but, sir, I salute you. So last week when I was down in Ocean City on Friday, I believe it was, I'm talking to Amy from Villanova, and there's this guy going crazy honking the horn. Sir, if this was you, thank you. Some guy's going wild honking the horn and shouting something. And I couldn't tell who he's shouting at, what he's shouting. And three times he says whatever he says. And I keep looking back, and I think he's talking to someone behind me. Amy from Villanova insists that this gentleman was doing a hammer high. So he was in a big truck. So, sir, I just want you to know if you were listening, thank you. Amy from Villanova would get the assist and the goal on this one because I couldn't figure it out. But she said it was clear as day that it was hammer. I didn't hear
it. Yes, because you can't hear.
That is true.
There's a slight problem.
Anyway, sir, thank you. If you were saying hi, I appreciate it. And I'm sorry I didn't realize it in the moment.
You ever hate when the sun gets in your eyes and somebody's waving to you and you can't see them and they think you're being rude?
Rhea, the sun's another factor for tennis today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, do we know why Zach Bond's not practicing?
No injury report yet.
We do not know.
Zach Bond is out there in everyone else is in
it's
shoulder
a bit of a
pads and pants.
There.
John, $1,000.
He's out there in a baseball cap.
You leave here,
jersey.
You go right across the field to Sirianni. Ask him and come back. If you get the answer, $1,000.
Mm. All right.
Okay, let's find out.
Is he gone?
Now he's got to get it from Sirianni.
Do you think this will really work?
No.
No.
John's taking, to use a Nickelodeon term, John's taking the physical challenge.
Putting our show at risk.
You're putting your media credential at risk.
Yeah. So
I would not advise it.
Sure,
he's just asked, should I not try? I would not try, John. I applaud the guts show. Let's see how far he can get.
You have to get it
from Sirianni. You have to get from Sirianni. You have to walk to Sirianni. Why is Zach Bond not practicing? If you get an answer and come back, $1,000. I don't advise it, but
man. What are you doing? What's
I think happening? He is.
Now he's nervous.
$1,000.
You could pay for. You could start paying for that wedding.
That's right. That's the band.
If I felt like there was a clear path to Nick, and I could just be like, "Hey, Nick, I don't know you."
Yeah, it's a slight problem since you don't know him.
Yeah, and he then might not do the interviews on our show.
I really believed you were going to do it. You were halfway down the steps.
I was
going to
do it, but then I thought better of it for our show's purposes.
He was bluffing like Fritz. No, I like it. All right, let's go to the phones. Tom in Abington right now. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How we doing this morning?
Good, pal.
Great, Tom.
John Ritchie, congratulations and my condolences.
Thanks, man.
It's a beautiful thing, man. I'm happy for you. I couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Thank you very much, Tom.
So, Joe, you ready?
Yeah, I feel good, man. I really do, Tom. I feel ready. I do.
Okay. Well, listen, I mean, the heat is no joke today, so I hope you're staying hydrated. I will be in attendance, and me being a registered nurse, I will be monitoring both you and both John for heat stroke and the likes, okay? So if I see any signs, I'll step in and I'll let
Was both that John. Bobon and both and John Fritz together?
Everything combined.
I like it. Well done, Tom.
You're going up 2-1 today. Right, John?
Maybe. I guess we'll see. I really am intrigued to find out who's better at this sport. I can't imagine that Jack can actually... We've had Coach Harris calling us every day, telling us how good Joe is.
I'm not that
tennis.
Good, by the way. Coach Harris has said more than he should have, but...
He's very confident. He's extremely confident. And he's a guy who knows his way around a tennis court.
Yeah, he does.
So
he does.
Jack better... It feels like this thing's going to be done soon.
Tom, do you think that Jack's public comments, and this goes on for about the last month, goes back, about this sport, do you think he's been telling the truth?
Playing possum?
Or playing possum?
Oh, he's telling the truth. You can tell. He's nervous.
See, I can't believe that's
nervous.
The case.
Well...
I think
hey, John, I'd be nervous too.
He said it was like riding a bike.
Yeah, that's where I had concerns.
I can't imagine saying that about tennis. To have played enough tennis to be that familiar. Well, I can't swing
a
golf
club.
So I don't know,
Tom.
No, he's pointing out that he lost in golf, even though he's, you know what I mean?
Sure.
But we do know he's actually a good golfer. He just... You know, didn't play.
Melted down.
But it wasn't just a meltdown. See, here's the thing I will say again for the millionth time. He didn't start golf strong. And part of that was that he hadn't been playing golf. See, John, one of the things I'm trying to do is get your respect in this process. I hope you would, you know, I'm all in. Like, I am really, really trying to win. And it's not just about what you do out there on the court or the field or whatever. It's about how you prepare. I mean, you know, Francis...
So are we to believe what he's saying? He's saying he...
If it's true, I don't know.
Is that showmanship?
I don't know.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, unless he's joking.
Is he lying about that?
All right, Tom, I need a title with weather in it on this hot day for Phillies tickets Friday night. What do you got?
All right, do people's names count, or does it have to be like a song? Or
Names do not count, unless the name is in a title.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Ooh, wow.
Rainbow is weather related.
Wow.
We had a great one on Friday night down the shore. We had a vicious storm for about 10 minutes, and we knew one was coming.
Yep.
It's awesome. So, yeah, it's weather related.
All right, so, Seltzer, I need a ruling. Is weather related? Is it weather?
My gut initial instinct was to not allow it.
Me too.
Yeah, but it is, it only comes because of weather, but it's not weather itself. Yeah. So
it's
weather
in
related.
The sky, it's
my
because
vote is no.
The rain and the sun are combining and making a prismatic display.
Is it a form of weather?
Yeah.
No,
it's
no.
The rain and
no.
The sun combining
it's the result of
to
weather.
Form a prismatic display.
Yes, it is the result of weather. It is not weather itself.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I got to think on that one.
It's a temporary weather state.
I mean, I would tend to agree with you, John. Like, it does emanate from the weather.
Yeah. I can't imagine. What else,
so
what
does
else
a puddle.
Could it be?
So does a puddle, like on the street. You know, it comes from the rain. Would we call that weather? You know what I mean?
No. I think that's really different.
Okay,
I think a puddle is stationary.
It's tricky. I'll say it's
not in the sky.
I don't know. It's
well, it doesn't happen without the rain and the mix, right? The mix.
Well, no, it clearly would not happen otherwise, yeah. All right, Dennis in Levittown. Dennis, good morning.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Great, Dennis. Except I don't know if a rainbow is weather.
I don't either.
And that really is
not weather.
Interesting. It's not weather.
Yeah, my God, I don't think about a rainbow as weather when I think about it.
Don't we have any meteorologists who listen to us?
Yeah. They would know. All right, is the moon weather?
Right,
no.
Is an eclipse weather? Or, you know,
no, an eclipse is not weather.
So it's a
I think it's a no.
I'm a yes.
Okay.
It's not weather. It's an effect of weather, like lightning. Lightning's not weather, right?
I think lightning is weather.
Yeah, lightning. We already said thunder counted.
Yeah, I think so.
If thunder counts, can't rainbow count?
Well, it is different. I don't know. All right, Dennis, what do you got on our teams, my man?
Listen, the Eagles, what do you think they're going to do here with all this, with the practice and everything? Are they actually hitting? I mean, they're talking about putting pads on and all, but are they actually hitting.
They are out there. In pads, they are done warming up.
They don't take
up,
anybody to the ground, though, right?
They probably will. I think they'll have a scrimmage situation. I mean, I'm guessing in certain periods, they will have an offense versus defense situation where they will tackle to the ground, but it probably would be
limited.
The second and third stringers.
Dennis, what I think we're seeing right now, it's either three or maybe four different groupings of players in different drills, different sectors of the field.
Yeah, right now, they're still an individual where they're working with their individual coaches groups. And their position groups.
Yeah.
But they're going to hit and tackle today.
Very good. And before I forget, hey, John, congratulations to you and your bride.
Thank you very much.
All right, Dennis, give me your answer for a title with weather.
Frozen.
See, I don't think that's weather.
I agree with you on that.
I don't think frozen is weather.
I mean, an ice cube is not weather.
Exactly.
All right, Jeremy in Syracuse. Hi, Jeremy.
Morning, everybody. First off, congrats to John and Alicia. Happy for you guys.
Thanks, Jeremy.
I haven't been married that long, but there's something to say for when you find a teammate to take on life with, so I'm happy for you.
That's really cool. Thanks, man.
So the Phillies, my thought that I've kind of had leading up to the trade deadline is that this pre-trade deadline version of the Phillies, like, they're not mathematically eliminated, but, like, this version, just I can't fully believe that they will get it done. It's possible, but I can't fully believe that they will.
Well, I think most people agree with you. I mean, if we asked Jeremy, our audience, in a poll, do you think the Phillies will win the World Series in the next, let's say, 2 years? More people would say no than yes.
Yeah, I think that's a definitive.
But I'll be honest with you where it gets even trickier, Jeremy. If you said, well, the Dodgers win the World Series in the next 2 years, the answer would probably be no. You know, even if they are the best assembled group of talent, I mean, it's hard. I mean, one thing that I think 07 through 11, I hope, taught people is it's really hard to win it all. And, you know, that group won it once and obviously had multiple chances. I mean, think about the Big Red Machine in the 70s, considered perhaps the best team of all time. And very, 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 very well, perhaps the best offense of all time. Well, they won two World Series. You know, that means in that decade of the 70s, eight times they didn't win it. Now, they weren't, like, exceptional all 10 years. But my point is, that was an all-time group. All-time group. They had, like, five or six Hall of Famers. They won two World Series. It's hard to do, man.
Yeah, I don't know if this group has the ability to do that. So I'm intrigued to see what they're going to do this week. Because I think that, you know, kind of just if it goes how it's been going and we end up just punting on the season and trying to roll with this team, I think that just goes against anything you would want just as a sports fan. So I'm intrigued to see what they do this week.
Well, you want them to go for it. I get that. I mean, there's a big part of me that does hope they do, for sure. Jeremy, a title with weather in it. What do you have?
All right, so what I got is, I think, something that Jack is going to ask Mommy and Daddy for today after the tennis match. How about the snow cone?
Good man.
You have started something that I am absolutely here for.
Mommy and Daddy, Mr. Spike and Ike. I love it.
Snow cone.
It's not a title.
It was
It was a joke. I think it was a joke. Let's go to Frank right now in North Wales. Hi, Frank.
Yo. Good morning. Love the show.
Frank, what's up,
pal? As your event approaches today,
yes,
I was a Joe detractor. I was a Joe non-believer. But when I listened to those smug nudniks on the afternoon show,
nice, you said nudnik.
Nudnik.
A nudnik. I throw up in my mouth a little bit when I listen to Fritz talk about this. Now,
jeez.
I want you to go out and I want you to beat him like a redheaded stepchild. I want you to lay the smackdown today and just come out victorious and gloat. Thanks. Now, that's the specific wish for today.
Thank you. Now, Frank, let me just say this before you continue, and I appreciate that. So I am tasked with an interesting dilemma. If I am the better player, which candidly I won't know till 2 or 3 points into the match, do I try to Mike Tyson him, knock him out in the first round, go for the winners and all that, or do I try to Floyd Mayweather him?
Please don't.
Because Floyd Mayweather was the boringest boxer to watch, but his thing was, you know, just a lot of defense. Like, I could maybe just keep hitting it back
make
over
it
the
quick.
Net and make him make it. So,
having played tennis in high school and in college, I want to let you know, my coach always told me, make him hit one more shot. You just play, you know, you keep getting the ball back. Make him want to make a mistake by trying to kill the ball. Okay. You sort of lull him into submission. I think that's what's going to work for you. I think you're going to take him down.
Well, I appreciate that. And,
let me give you this 20,000-foot view, because this is a compliment that I've been meaning to pay to you.
Okay.
I don't know who's the better athlete. I don't know who's whatever. But I want to let you know you should be congratulated because you have created a Stern-like atmosphere. You have... The interest that you have drawn up in a competition between a delusional morning show host and an Al Bundy guy living in the past is people are hanging on this. This is Stern-like. I mean, you should be congratulated for that radio content that you've created.
Thanks, buddy. It's kind of you to say, man. I will be honest, Frank. I am stunned that it has evolved into what it's evolved into, and it's really been fun, and I'm glad people have enjoyed it. I really am.
Buddy, you go get him today, okay? You go get him.
Thank you. Frank, give me a title with weather in it. You can win the Phillies tickets.
I got to go with Twister.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good movie for sure. It's not going to be as good a movie as, you know,
Gone with the Wind. Yeah, probably not.
But it is a very good movie. There's no doubt. Let's talk to Jack right now. Jack, good morning. Jackie Jack. All right, Jack's not
Silent
there.
Jack.
Not ready to go. Let's go to JP in Plymouth Meeting. Hi, JP.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Joe, I just want to wish you the best of luck today. I'm in your corner, but please be careful. And if you're going to, don't Floyd Mayweather him, just knock him out for both your sakes. Just,
well, you know, it's a thing. Yeah, I hear you. But the thing is that, you know, I could be errant with those shots. So I've got to figure out that balance.
Okay, yeah, like you said, your first 2-3 points, you'll have them figured out. Go for the kill though. Get it over with.
I got you.
I think the Phillies, if they're going to make a move, they need to do it now because they're not going to win the World Series with this team. Just go all in. Do what you got to do to win now because like half this team's like already past their prime or like not even like just beginning. You know what I mean? So if you're going to go all in to win now, like now's the time to do it. Make a trade.
Well, I think most people are of that mindset, JP. And by the way, I bet you Dombrowski and Middleton are of that mindset as well. Doesn't mean that they will be able to consummate the trade. I mean, I'll tell you this, JP. If you heard Ruben throughout the 2.5-3 hours he was with us today, the single biggest thing that stood out to me, and he said it a number of times, is how hard it's going to be to make the kind of trade that most fans want them to make and that the Phillies probably want to make. I mean, it is. I mean, when I asked him, this is a seller's market, and it was a leading question, but like the way he responded was noteworthy. I mean, there are not that many good players that will get traded. There are a couple of teams that will trade those type of people, and there are about 15 teams that want those players. And by the way, relief pitching, which is obviously one of the Phillies' two main areas of needs, literally every single contender wants a relief pitcher.
Every single
contender doesn't need a first baseman. No. But every single team in contention would like to acquire an upgrade at relief pitching. Every single one. That's hard, man. That's tough to buy. JP, give me a title with weather in it.
I'm going to go with Hurricane by Bob Dylan. They also made it
Big
a movie.
Awesome.
Yeah. Does he get credit for both song and movie?
Sure.
I guess so.
I don't know. I mean, it's...
I mean, I think we picked the best one.
All right, well, he song. Said song.
The
he started
song.
Song
is the right answer.
Song is the right answer. All right, up ahead, time's yours. Phone calls as well. And more of what Fritz said yesterday as we get you ready for the tennis competition. Eagles continue to practice. We'll get you some of John's observations from what's going on out there coming up next as well. From training camp, the entire show brought to us, it's Champ Camp. It's driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. From the Eagles NovaCare Complex on 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.